Here's a thought about print-on-demand books. If you're not familiar with these, my suggestion is you need to become familiar with them. It is a technology that's been developed in the last 10 or 15 years or so, and like all new technologies, in the beginning days, it was pretty crude and maybe useful for some people, but not fine art photographers. Mostly the results for fine art photographers were pretty sketchy. They weren't high enough quality for us to be satisfied compared to commercial printing. But print-on-demand has the advantage that it does not use printing plates and long press runs. Therefore, it's ideal if you want to print 1 or 5 or 10 or 20 of something. And for lots of us, that might be sufficient. Even you could use print-on-demand to print 100. There is sort of a no-man's land in the world of commercial printing. If you want one, you'd probably just print it off of your inkjet printer and be perfectly happy. If you want 5,000, you're going to go to a commercial printer. If you want 1,000, you're probably going to go to a commercial printer. But if you want 500 of something, you're kind of in no man's land. Too many to crank out of your printer, too few for a commercial printer. That is the fertile ground for print-on-demand. This is basically high-speed inkjet printing. Blurb is probably the most famous that has been around in photographic circles. But here's what's interesting about print-on-demand and Blurb and all the others, is that that technology is rapidly evolving. We're into sort of phase two now, and the printers of today are way better than they were 10 years ago. And the ones that are coming in the next 5 years or so are going to be even better. Print-on-demand is very definitely a trend in the printing industry as press runs come down, as marketing becomes more and more niche marketing. I think for us photographers, it's very definitely something we need to keep our eye on and be familiar with. So if you haven't done a Blurb book, for example, I think it's probably worthwhile doing one, just so that you can see what the state of the art is today and you have some experience with it, because 5 or 10 years from now, it's going to be way more important than it is today. You can bank on that.